spent a lot of the morning, the last two mornings, talking about Jason Garrett and his decision to leave Dak Prescott in a hopeless game. Well, we thought we'd talk to the coach himself about that. Joining us on the Ticket Hotline is the Cowboys head coach, Jason Garrett. Morning, coach.
Thank you guys for being on with me.
Thanks for being on with us.
I wish it was a better morning, yes, meaning that we had a win to talk about. The answer is yes, but I think it's important. It's important to remember that any morning is a good morning when you have the privilege and the opportunity to talk about the Dallas Football Cowboys. And that's what we get to talk about today.
Yeah, that's great.
That's right.
Well, you know, you're taking a lot of grief for your decision to leave Dak in the game late and then continue to take a pounding. How do you respond to that?
We play for 60 minutes.
Yes.
Okay, but you're putting him at risk, though.
We play for 60 minutes.
Okay, yes, but there are a lot of people that believe you should know when it's a lost cause and preserve your quarterback's health when he's out there taking a beating.
We play for 60 minutes.
Okay. All right, but what if a game like goes overtime? That would be more than 60 minutes that you'd have to play for.
No, we play for 60 minutes. If it goes in overtime, we forfeit the game. 60 minutes, that's all we play.
So you're going to stick to that no matter what, 60 minutes?
No matter what.
Like the TV show.
Stick to that. Just like the TV show, 60 minutes. If you wanted the program of 60 minutes to be longer, then you call up CBS and you get them to change it to 65 minutes or 75 minutes. That's an issue between you and CBS. It has nothing to do with the Dallas Football Cowboys.
Well, it sounds like you're being very stubborn about sticking to your catchphrases. Do you think you have an issue there?
I don't think there's an issue there.
Okay. Well, how are you going to survive without having...
We wish we would have won, but we didn't win. And by me saying we didn't win, I mean that we didn't have the highest score at the end of the game.
Yes, right.
By the end of the game, I mean the end of the football contest.
Right.
By the football contest, I mean the game. And by the game, I mean the football contest. And by the football contest, I mean the game. By the game, I mean the football contest. I mean, by the football contest, I mean the game.
Uh-oh. You need to hit a reboot or something?
Malfunction. Control Alt Delete Reboot.
Okay, good.
Garrett Bot 3.0 back online.
Okay. How are you going to survive without Zeke as your running back?
Look, I'm not going to talk about Zeke Elliott. Okay, Zeke is doing what he has to do in order to get back on the football field. And I trust Zeke. And if he feels like shopping at Victoria's Secret in Frisco, I hope he tries on every pair of panties in the store. Okay? Because that's what he needs to do in order to get back to the football field. That shows commitment to improving his football game. And if wearing crotchless panties to gain football knowledge is wrong, then I don't want to be right. Okay? Vince Lombardi knew that. I know that. You search your heart, you'd know it too.
You know, you're also taking criticism for not giving Chaz Green any help. He was filling in for Tyron Smith, and your whole next man up slogan. Do you feel like you made a mistake there?
We have a next man up philosophy.
Right. Okay, but he needed help, though. He gave up that position, gave up six sacks.
We have a next man up philosophy.
Yes, we understand that, but sometimes do you need to maybe help that next man up?
We have a next man up philosophy. Okay, guys, it's pretty self-explanatory, okay?
Okay.
Chaz Green was the next man up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then Byron Bell,
60 minutes.
I guess, was the next man up after him. But sometimes you can help a certain player, though, if he's having a hard time.
Look, I know you have a job to do, but I have a job to do as well, okay?
Okay.
And I'm telling you, we're the Dallas Football Cowboys, okay? We're committed to winning the right way. We like to win the right way. And when we ask ourselves how to win the right way, we have to say that winning the right way means winning with character, okay? Character's important. We insist that all our players are the highest character, and that's important to me. That's important to the Dallas Football Cowboys. I'm being held hostage. I beg you to summon the personnel to spring me out of the Jerry Jones hellhole where I have no will of my own because of extended hypnosis sessions with an African-American named Roosevelt. Please help me. You're my only hope. Please help me. You're my only hope.
Oh, wow. It's like in Star Wars where it's repeated.
Oh, what are we supposed to do? Help him? I don't know. Do we have the power to help him?
I don't know how we can help. All right. There goes Jason Garrett.